Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Well, we got a few things to talk about today. How about them Buccos? We can talk about how they blew a 4-0 lead in the first inning. I think it's time for the Larry Anno project to end. And I think this road trip's going to be a rough one for the Buccos. I think it's a 9-gamer. If they win 3 out of these 9, they'll be lucky. Your pitching's terrible. It's bad. Larry Anno got a 4-0 lead. He's staked to it. What's he do? Same thing he always does. Give it up. He throws a ton of pitches. Never lasts more than 5 innings. I think it's done. I think he's finished. I say get rid of the guy. Well, you can call me and tell me what you think. 516-666-9990. Give me a call and tell me what you think. We can talk about the Penguins, the draft. We can talk about the Steelers. Nothing going on yet. If you want to talk about it, bring it on. First, I want to give a shout-out to my boys, Donna Flamingo K. I want to give a shout-out to my boy Rex, Luke. I know they're listening. I want to give a shout-out to the sponsors, D&T, Home Watch. You get these guys to watch your home, you can go away for 10 years and never worry about it. These guys are like Sherlock Holmes. I'm telling you. Give them a call. They're located in Bradenton, Florida. You go away for a day, week, month, year, they're right on it. Watch your house, your condo, whatever. Okay, let's get back to the show. Let's get back to them Buccos. What do we think here about those Pirates? I think they stink. Well, I get a little phone call. Somebody wants to call in here. Let's see. Hello. Hello?
Radio?
You're on.
Is this Goss Talk Radio?
This is Goss Talk Radio. You're on.
Hello. Got Bill?
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Tom from Florida.
Is this Tom? How you doing, brother?
Good.
Hey, we're talking about the Pirates.
Oh, we went to the game last night. I think I told you that already, but pretty exciting game.
Yeah, would you? You know they lost today.
No, I did not know that. No,
they had a 4-0 lead, and Larry Anno blew it. He can't get past the fifth inning. They lost 5-4.
Oh, really? Well, we watched it last night. That game in last night was pretty. What a debut, huh? Against Kershaw.
That's
fantastic. I think Kershaw was 11-1.
I think he was too.
Night.
Yeah, that kid might. He showed some guts, didn't he?
Yep. How about McCutchen getting thrown out of the game on McCutchen night? I think that's got to be a first.
I know. Well, he did it right.
Yeah.
What do you think of his? What do you think of that strike zone he has? I think it's pretty bad. These umpires.
I think it was great if your name was Kershaw. Now,
yeah.
He had ball bounced twice, and he caught McCutchen on it. I think it hit twice before it hit the plate.
I know.
It was terrible.
I watched the game today.
I might be ticked off, too. When he struck out that first time on a tall third strike, it was low, too, and he kind of backed out of the batter's box and kind of was sending a message to the umpire that he didn't care for it. Then the next time he did it, I think he just had enough of that crap.
I think he's. I think they're squeezing him. Tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think so too. What do you think of that?
So what are you up
Frazier,
to?
What do you think of that young kid Frazier? Come in, knock in the first run.
I love the kid. He can hit the ball, man.
He's a ball player.
That kid can hit.
He's a ball
little base today.
Yeah. I think the Pirates would be all right. They took what 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers.
No pitching.
They'll be all right. They'll come around. So you get Cole back.
Yeah.
How long is he out for?
I don't know. Somebody said throw out to the All-Star game.
Hmm. That's not too far.
They got to get him back. I think Lariano's shot, to tell you the truth. I think he's finished.
Yeah, he's done well this year. Well, you were traveling. I told you we went to the Louisville Slugger plant today. That's pretty
did
awesome.
You?
Yeah,
did you get an autograph? Put your autograph name on a bat? Get a bat?
Yeah, they did. They got that. Then they got to hold one of Josh Harrison's bats. They were making him today.
Love it.
So
love
pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We enjoyed it.
Gave a shout out to the my boys Luke and Rex.
Oh yeah, well they were there. They had a great time. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna do.
Good.
Did you get the guests from the D&T Home Watch sponsor?
Not yet. I give you a shout out down there.
Okay, good.
Did you hear?
Good. I'll tell. I just called in. We're in a hotel right now.
Okay, I give you a big shout out and a big promo.
Well, good, good. Like I said, we're doing all right. Like it down there.
I said, if you're going for a day.
What about the Steelers here? What are we doing with the Steelers this year?
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, they're picking them. They're picking them if they stay healthy to do well.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Hey, they got
that.
All the tools, man. They got all the. Their offense is going to be explosive if that Belk stays healthy.
Yeah. If he doesn't get suspended.
Yeah, he might. That's true, too. Like, name? Bryant, you know?
Yeah. As I told you before when I was on, I'm not much of a hockey fan. But.
Yeah, I know that.
I said before, I thought the Penguins were going to be all right. Well, they did more than all right. They won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, they won the Cup.
To them. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Big shout out to the Pens.
Yeah.
Big shout
then
out
got
to
the Cavaliers from Cleveland. You know, they won.
Oh, how about that rubbish?
They wanted James to win that so bad in Cleveland. Now, the only bad thing about it is, you know, we won't see Cleveland win another championship in our lifetime. Because that'll, put us out for like 2060 now. Do they win anything else?
Hey, give me your opinion on the NBA.
What's that?
How bad is that NBA?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, everybody was saying that James is on the ground crying. The coach is on the ground. He's got his face in the towel. They were so excited. No, they weren't. I got the inside scoop. They're kicking. They're crying because now they can leave Cleveland. They were so happy. They were crying with joy.
That's a good one.
Now we can get out, you know.
Yeah, finally.
I heard the moving truck was at the coach's house and at James's house the next day.
There was 5 for sale signs up in after that game.
Right. That's right. And they'll say, hey, they're getting out of time. Well, they're getting good.
Hey, when are you?
Of course, their top draft pick last year, Manziel. He's doing well. He's a junkie. His dad wants him to throw him in jail. What a class act he is, huh?
How about that? What a jerk.
Yeah.
How about your old man? How about your old man come out and say, throw the bum in jail? He's a dope bag. How about that?
He's talking about support, huh? Family support. I think the best place for my son is jail.
Yeah. Well, that Jack, I've had so many times, you know. Oh, man. He's had so many chances.
Yeah. He's got it for his Spanish. No moss, it hurts.
Right. So when's your estimated time of arrival back in Bradenton, brother?
We're not going to be back till July 7th, July 8th.
Wow. Holy heck.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe we'll get to see the Pirates drafted that kid from Wake Forest, didn't they? First round?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm thinking maybe we'll get to see him with the Marauders this year.
Where's he playing? Yeah, he might.
I don't know where he's gonna. I don't know where they're gonna put him. But you know, a lot of lights with Cole and Polanco, they all came through there. So we got to see them. I get a chance to look at him and see.
Yeah.
Well,
take a look.
I don't want to take up all your time. I'm sure you got callers waiting galore.
Oh yeah, we got so many callers on here. It's unbelievable.
Pardon me. Well, tell Bill. Where's Bill Dog at? Where's he at?
I think he's still hiding. He's scared you were putting that big bang out on him. He's still hiding.
Well, we went through Columbus. I was looking for him. I didn't see him hide anywhere.
He told me he was walking in Panera's backwards.
Well, good.
He said every time he pulled up to a gas station, a car pulled up, he ducked. He didn't know if it was going to happen there or what.
No. Hey, I wanted to let you know, too. I was over my parents. I drove by. The Oaks put new turf down.
Get on, Astro.
No, they had turf before, you know. Then now they put another new carpet down. I don't know what's that.
Oh, that's that new stuff. Wow.
Yeah,
about
I don't
that?
Know what it is, but I guess the Oaks got money now, huh?
I guess.
You got
the
rich people from Green Street finally contributing.
Probably them Dormont people over there. They're finally trying to kick the doors in and get some money out of them. Them Shannon people.
I heard they're gonna name it Stitchy Stadium. I don't know. That's what I heard. I'm not sure.
Hey, there's statue still up there for us.
You know, I didn't see it. And a lot, like my grandson said, it's probably in the locker room for inspiration, but who knows?
Either that or it's covering with pigeon shit, one of the two, you know?
All right,
they're moving up from McKinley Road to the stadium.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, brother.
Good luck with the rest of the show. I'll tune in here and catch what else you got going on.
All right, thanks for calling. I'll talk
okay,
to you.
Okay, bud. See you later. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yep. Hello. Hello.
God's man. Hello. Hello, God's man, you there?
Hey, Will Dog,
hey,
what's going on?
Not much, my man. How you doing?
All right. What's going on?
I think I heard Merv, he was on the phone before me. You know, I just want to let him know, give him a shout-out down there. I'm still watching my back up here in Columbus, so.
I think it's called off. I think he called it off.
He called, for the listeners out there, I had a contract put on me last couple of weeks, looking behind my back, you know, over at McDonald's, looking on my rear view, you know, everywhere. But I'm glad to hear it got called off, so.
I think he called it off. I think you're safe, Will Dog.
Sounds
I told him
good.
You were
how
walking in Panera's backwards.
I was doing the moonwalk everywhere I went.
Looking over your shoulder, brother. Good idea. Hey, how about them Buccos today blowing a 4-0 lead?
Woo! I'm telling you. I'll tell you what, guys. Give me your take on Liriano. What's going on here? The guy's got a record of 4-8 right now.
like I told Merv, I think he's finished. I got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
he got to go.
He's a run machine, man. You know?
We can't pitch past 5 innings. You got 125 pitches in 4 innings. Come on. I mean, he's up to 100 pitches in no time.
That's unbelievable.
They were winning fast. They scored 4 runs in the first inning and couldn't score another run the whole game.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. That's a typical Pirate defense.
Yeah. They leave guys on base like, phew. Mm-hmm.
How about Koch losing it yesterday, huh?
Oh, how about that? Think he ain't frustrated.
Oh.
He got all teed off, man. So how's that Columbus down there? What's going on with the anything happening?
No, you know what? All time on the open front. I think everybody's getting ready for you know, football season. Big Ohio State out here, obviously. Go Buckeyes, you know. So
yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh gosh, I was
going
to tell
back
you.
Back to
too,
the Pirates are going. I think they're going on a 9-game road trip. If they win 2 games, it'll be a miracle.
Yeah, I'll tell you what really surprised me, though. That call kid they called out against Kershaw.
Yeah, he showed some guts.
Yeah.
He hung in there.
Uh-huh.
He pitched good. I mean, this Liriano got to go, though, seriously.
Yeah,
hey, how about if you got Locke as your main guy, your
You're in big trouble.
Same starter. Yeah, you're in big trouble. But he's our best pitcher. So
well, God,
that's
let me
all bad
ask you a question. What do you think about the Buccos offense? Because, you know, I mean, I think you and I talked about this quite a bit earlier. You know, I mean, they were a 1-2-run ball club at most. You know, so I'm seeing some numbers put on the board. I mean, it's lopsided, you know, where they put 15 on us, but, you know.
I think their offense stinks. I think their hitting in the clutch smells, stinks, terrible, putrid, bad. How about the great Polanco up today again? He was up there last night with a guy on base, strikes out, struck out today. Guy on base, bottom of the ninth, guy on second. How about this Adam Frazier they called up, his kid from the minor? That kid can hit. Man, that kid can hit.
Yeah? I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, yeah. Holy heck. He was on first. He ran for Jaso.
Mm-hmm.
Jaso drew a walk. So he ran for Jaso. He stole second. Polanco's pitch hitting for Kratz. He strikes out. End of the game. Come on. This guy, the second time he struck out. He struck out last night. You know, put the ball in play. Come on. He's swinging pitches in the dirt. And everything. It's terrible. Marte struck out three times. He, you know, Jesus.
That's the difference between a winning club and a losing club. I mean, you know, guys like St. Louis, you know, that team, they constantly find ways to win. They get the guys, when they got runners in scoring position, they're deadly.
Oh, yeah, they'll bring them in. There's no doubt about that. Clutch hitting.
Mm-hmm.
That Carpenter, them, and Holiday and his guy, they're tough.
I got to tell you, and it is as far back as St. Louis was, look at the ground they're making up right now. They're hitting their stride.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're going to give the Cubs a run for their money. Pirates aren't, but the Cubs are, or the Cards are. You watch before it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the pitching.
I think the – what's that, Gosman?
They got better pitching than the Pirates. Pirates don't have any pitching. They have nothing.
True.
I was watching this Talion or whatever the hell his name is.
Uh-huh.
He's an average guy. He throws 95, whatever. So is everybody else. He don't look any better to me than, you know, some of the stiffs they already have.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was not impressed. And they got this Glass now down in the minors. They refused to bring him up. They said, oh, he walks too many people. Well, how about Laureano? Oh, he don't give up any hits, but he walks too many people. Well, okay, so say those walks are hits. He gives up 5 walks a game, and he pitches a no-hitter. Constantly is holding people to 1 or no hits, but he walks too many people, they say. Well, what's Laureano been doing? You know, he's been giving up hits and walks.
And runs.
Bring his kid up. Come on, bring him up. Let's see what he got.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, I got to agree with you there because – hey, he can't do any worse than what these other guys are doing, right?
Exactly. Oh, they're scared. You know, he might walk. You know, he's not. What do you mean? Come on. Everybody else brings their kid. These guys have been in the minors since they were 18 or 25. Bring them up. Pirates, they move people like snails up to the majors. Wow.
I got to tell you too, Gus. I, you know, a couple of things. The reason why I agree with you. I mean, one, like I said, they can't. It's not like he's going to do any worse. And number two, you're far enough back right now. You know, where what are you? 13, 14 games back, 15 games back. You know.
Yep.
What do you got to lose?
Nothing. Bring him up. You got to be better than that. What's his name? What the hell is his name? Nicasio. Put him in a bullpen finally. So they got Nice, Locke. Who else they got? Talion, or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
Laureano, get rid of this guy, Laureano. Enough of him, okay? Enough.
I think the project ran its course, guys. I really do.
I think they I think he's done. I really do. I really do. How many starts have now that he's been what's his record? 4-8?
4-8.
Yeah. I mean, he's had about, what, 4 or 5 bad starts in a row?
Yeah.
How long are you going to put up? And he's staked to a 4-0 lead, and he can't hold a damn thing. Hey, Will, though, I got a call here. I got another call
all
here,
right,
buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Okay,
always
my brother.
Talking, God. You got it.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye. Hello.
Hey, Gaz, what's going on?
Hey, not much. Who's this?
This is Jeff. I want to talk about those Buccos.
What do you think about those Buccos?
I like my main man, Andrew McNuffin. Doing nothing this year. Andrew McNuffin.
He threw the baton last night. He looked pretty mad, you know.
Hey, baton. You know, baton, he showed a little emotion. It was going through the motions for the last 2 weeks.
Striking
out, walking back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, I know it
is. Like
I think they all did.
I think he quit.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think of Larry Hanna?
What's that?
What do you think of Larry Hanna?
Straight into Miami. They want him down there. Get him for a box of baseballs.
Well, he's terrible, huh?
He is the worst. I'll tell you what. Even though, you know what? Seriously, I think that when they lost that Bennett guy, I think that hurt their pitching because he helped Searidge, and when he left, I think they've gone downhill since.
Yeah, that's what they said.
You know what I mean? I just think that they thought Searidge was it, but I think Bennett was the guy who was behind most of it, and Searidge just thought half. You know, together they were good, but they lost half of their pitching coaching, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Well,
and they show
it. That's what they're claiming. That Bennett was the Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett. Liriano's gone.
Yeah,
he's done. Hughes is done.
Yep.
Hughes, whatever happened.
I agree with that.
God. Hey, at least he can coach out in the dugout. You know, that's the one good thing he can do. He sure can't pitch.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
When your main man is Jeff Locke and you're in trouble.
Well, which one? There's two of them. You know, there's twins. There's Jeff Locke and there's the evil Jeff Locke. Evil Jeff Locke is the good one.
Yeah.
Shows,
you don't know which one you're going to get.
Right, you know, which one shows up. It's like Jekyll and Hyde, you know what I mean?
Right.
You get one,
right.
You get the good one, you get the bad one. You don't know which one it is. You pray to God that the bad one shows. You know, the evil Jeff Locke. He's the mean
exactly.
one that gets out there and pitches. Now, the nice Jeff Locke, he sucks. 11 runs, 3 innings, right? You know what I mean?
Oh, like where,
you
none
get
of
the evil Jeff Locke,
he pitches
a shutout.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I know.
I pity the fools.
I tell you what, they're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're going to go to the trade mark at the end of the trade thing. They're going to trade. Melancon.
Melancon.
They can't afford his salary. Yeah, Melancon, right? Melancon. They're going to trade
Melancon
because they can't. I call him Melancon. You know what I mean? You got to have that 3-run lead to have him to get a save. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's called Melancon insurance runs. 3 runs, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth. Then he'll get that save for you.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. You know what I mean? So,
hey,
I
you think you're going to trade McCutchen, too?
McNuthin? Yeah, well,
yeah.
Why not? You got Austin Meadows or whatever his name is down in the minors. He should be ready by the end of the year. Heck, yeah. Can't afford him. They won't pay him anyway,
Jeff.
So it doesn't matter. What's up?
Hey, Jeff, you know who I like? I like this Adam Frazier kid. He looks like he's a ball player.
He's a hustler. Yes, he is. And how about Cole last night, or Cool, or whatever his name is?
Yeah, he looked good.
University of Delaware guy, man.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
Blue Hens. Go Blue yeah. Hens.
Go Blue Hens. You're familiar
you
with that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to call in and say, give my piece on the old Buccos there. You know, good luck.
All right.
Good talking to you, Gaz.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'll see
we'll
you.
Talk to
bye-bye.
You. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Man,
bye-bye. I was talking to Gazer.